Judy Blum has been one of the most successful and most controversial authors writing books for young people. Now she's also one of the most decorated children's book authors. Blum was awarded the National Book Foundation's annual medal for distinguished contributions to American letters. Her books provided funny and unflinchingly frank portrayals of the triumphs and trials of adolescence, from menstruation to divorce to the loss of virginity. Her work earned praise from critics and criticism from some parents who tried to censor her work. Four of her titles are on the American Library Association's 100 Most Frequently Challenged Books. Today, speaking to us from New York, Judy Blum said the new award is a feather in the cap of all children's book authors.
For me, it's a huge honor, and I think for all of us who write for children and encourage kids to read through our books, because I don't consider this just for me. I think it is a way to honor children's books.
Six of your books are on the top 10 all-time best-selling list of children's books, and four of your books are also on the list of the 100 books that are most often banned in school libraries. Interesting matrix.
Yes.
There, isn't there? Why do you think that you find yourself in that situation? Not the bestseller list, but that so many of your books are on that banned list.
Well, I think it comes from adults who are fearful. Somehow they get it into their heads that if a child reads about it, a child will then know about it, and if they know about it, maybe they'll do it. It shows, I think, a lack of respect for young readers. It's almost as if children like it, then there must be something wrong with it, because children couldn't possibly pick anything that could be good for them.
I have kind of an odd experience here, because I remember reading Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I can picture the book. The cover was purple. There was a girl standing in front of a fence. I mean, I can picture it as if it was still on my desk in my bedroom.
That was the first paperback edition.
And as I read it, I didn't know who Judy Blum was, but when I read the book, I assumed that Judy Blum was a young person, probably, you know, also in her teens, because the voice was so real. And as I got older and learned who you were, I was sort of amazed that an adult could write in a child's voice and that it could be so authentic. And that's something that is sort of common throughout many of your books, your ability to sort of tap into a young person's brain and understand how they see the world and their frustrations and their hopes and their triumphs. Is throughout this, is there a young person whose sort of persona you take on when you sit down and you write? Is it yourself? Is it someone else? How do you get there? How do you get inside that teenage brain?
I'm not sure I do it as well now as I did then. I was a lot closer to it when I started to write. I was in my 20s. I don't know how it happens. I still am 12 years old inside, and I can put myself back there. I never think about it. It just comes out. It's something spontaneous. As I grow older, I guess I split in half, because I see the world as the woman, the mother, the grandmother that I am, and I also can put myself back and identify totally with children.
You've also written novels for adults. Do you have to admit, sort of pendulum swings very wide there?
It does, actually, and that's fun. It's very nice to also write from the point of view of the grown woman. I have other experiences and feelings and concerns to deal with there. And it's good for me. And right now I'm way back, and I'm writing about very young children and for very young readers. And I'm enjoying that.
What are you working on now?
I'm working on a series of stories that will ultimately be four books, all of them based on characters from a picture book that I wrote a long time ago called The Pain and the Great One. And I love these characters. Originally, they came from my own daughter and son when they were 6 and 8. And I was talking with them over the summer, and my almost 13-year-old grandson was there too, and we were reminiscing about various stories. And it was fun, and I think my grandson just sat there with his mouth open, and he said, "Well, I can tell you stories too." So it was fun, and I'm looking forward to this project.
I want to ask you something that's a little bit difficult, because I guess to ask an author to choose their favorite work is about like asking a parent to choose their favorite child. And so
did you know
bit,
that? Did you know that any time a child says to me, "Which is your favorite book?" I say exactly that. I've never heard anyone else say it.
Really,
it is like asking a mother, "Which one is your favorite?"
Well, I'm going to ask anyway. Well, I'll ask it this way. Which of your books means the most to you, has special meaning to you?
Well, I would have to say, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, because that book brought me my first readers who went on to become some of my most loyal readers, and they've followed me through, you know, everything that I've written since. So that book was the first book that I wrote from deep inside. I published two books before it, but with Margaret, I really let go. And I think, you know, seeing children laugh while they're reading a book, hearing them laugh, I loved that when my own children were growing up, listening to them at night, tucked into their beds, reading books that made them laugh. I wanted to do that too.
Do you happen to have a copy of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, with you?
That's the only copy that I have with me. And it was hard to find because we've just moved.
Oh, well thank
to look
you
for a book.
For digging it out. Do you mind reading from it for us?
I would love to. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. We're moving today. I'm so scared, God. I've never lived anywhere but here. Suppose I hate my new school. Suppose everybody there hates me. Please help me, God. Don't let New Jersey be too horrible. Thank you. We moved on the Tuesday before Labor Day. I knew what the weather was like the second I got up. I knew because I caught my mother sniffing under her arms. She always does that when it's hot and humid to make sure her deodorant's working. I don't use deodorant yet. I don't think people start to smell bad until they're at least 12. So I've still got a few months to go.
There's a wonderful image there of a child seeing their parent at their best and at their worst, which is, I think, one of the things that so many young people could relate to.
I think I probably imagined my own children watching me sniff under my arms. I'm sure my mother never did that.
Well, Judy Blume, thanks so much for talking to us, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Judy Blume, winner of the National Book Foundation's annual medal for distinguished contribution to American letters.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.